interested in how you mix very, very long molecules with all sorts of different things. And I started that with my PhD in 1973. And I'm still fascinated by it, by the way very long molecules wrap with each other. So you can imagine these things like spaghetti. You pull one piece of spaghetti out of a jar, you tend to pull all of them out. And that property, that intrinsic property of very long molecules wrapping each other together, they're separate entities, but they behave like they're all joined together. So it's the fascination in that, not theory, that kind of thing, which has got me excited about polymer science. And the other thing about polymer science, when you mix it with colloid science, which is the expertise in this department, is you're mixing these very long, difficult to describe molecules with little particles, or drops of oil, or surfactant, or air, any of these things mix with these and give you a whole range of interesting material products. You know, blood would fall into this category, smoke, foam, pumice stone, milk. Almost anything we touch and use during the day in our daily lives use these sort of general concepts. That's why I'm interested in it. You know.
And how did this interest then lead you to this particular piece of research?
Well, I'm interested in interfaces, so that's how things... How we interact with the world is through an interface. You know, like the colloid world is an interface, so this desk and air is a solid gas interface. Mm. If you try and mix oil and water, you have an interface. And because things don't naturally mix, so you want to make the best mayonnaise, for example, you're trying to mix oil and water. Mm. You shake it up, and then 2 seconds later, it's separated again. So these molecules sit between these two different objects, one that likes water, one that likes oil, and helps them to mix. And it also affects the surface properties. So, for example, this table isn't sticky, right? Mm-hmm. But I could coat it in glue and it'd become very sticky.
Yeah.
I could then coat it in a film of water and it wouldn't be sticky again. So it's understanding these interfaces determines, you know, the sort of properties of the materials we're interested in. So, for example, if you want to make a paint film stick, you want it to make it stick to the surface underneath, but you don't want it to be tacky to touch it yourself. Mm. You've got to understand how you engineer those things to make surfaces have the properties that you want, you know.
So they're easily removable chewing gum then. Yeah. I mean, you know, people will say, okay, well, you know, that sounds like a fun thing to do, but it has very serious connotations, doesn't it? Because it costs so much money. I mean, everywhere you go on the pavement, there's chewing gum on the pavement. It's costing councils around the UK millions of pounds to try and clean it up.
That's right. It's £150 million a year. It's a huge amount of money for what is a stupid problem. Obvious solution is to tell people they shouldn't throw chewing gum down, or you ban chewing gum. These are sort of things that would stop this, but that's not going to happen. The other funny thing is no one ever admits to throwing chewing gum on the streets. You know, we've asked lots of people, you know, you chew gum, do you throw it on the streets? And people say no. But we know that something like 8 out of 10 cards of every chewing gum packet end up on the streets. And one problem is, of course, you've got nowhere to put it. And if you look around waste bins, you go around Bristol, look at waste bins, you see this chewing gum around the waste bins. It's like they've thrown it amidst, you know. So finding a sort of a solution to this problem would be great, you know, because, I mean, no one likes to waste money, especially in the economic situation we're in at the moment. So if this helps councils to be able to spend money on housing and other things that are much more useful than cleaning paving stones, then sure, that's a great thing to want to achieve.
The chewing gum that's been developed then, I mean, obviously you say it's easily removable. What sort of level are we talking here?
If you go into a shop and buy yourself 10 different chewing gums and try them, you find they're all slightly different. Some are very, very hard. Now, if you had a very, very hard chewing gum, like a rock, then of course it wouldn't stick. But most people wouldn't enjoy that. If you have a very, very flexible chewing gum, really soft one, then you might enjoy chewing it, but then it has a high propensity to absorb and stick on a paving stone. So the developments we're working on as an additive to chewing gum help you along this pathway. And so in some instances, it's soft, and other times it's hard. Sometimes it will stick to things. Other times it's easy to remove. So water is the key in the polymers we've developed here. They're water dispersible. So rain, all those sort of things really help. So it rains. You know, if you put this additive into a chewing gum, then you will help it to be removed.
And it's not just the pavements either. I mean, we've all sat on chewing gum, I'm sure, at one point, or known someone who's done it, got it on your clothes, in the hair as well. Can we wave goodbye to those days then?
Well, experiments that we've done show that under lots of different circumstances, chewing gum will stick. You know, I mean, hair is one of the most difficult things. Most natural materials, leather, are very difficult things. Tests that we've done with different formulations show that you can remove it easily. I mean, hair is probably the worst thing, you know. but we have done experiments on hair, and with soapy water, you can remove it. Things like fabrics for trains, all those sort of things you can remove. I mean, most people just have their hair cut.
That's a simple solution, yeah, isn't it? Let's be honest. Can I just ask you finally, are you a chewer?
I've chewed an awful lot of chewing gum in the last couple of years, but I wasn't a natural chewer before this.
But you've become one now.
I haven't had any choice. Yes, in the interest of science, yeah.